Welcome to episode 3 of Autograph Weekly.
You're now tuned into the most entertaining, informative, and downright kick-ass autograph show that has ever existed. Here's Zane Savage and Double S with Autograph Weekly.
Hey, autograph collectors, I'm Stacy Schaefer.
And I'm Zane Savage, and you're listening to Autograph Weekly, where we will feed your autograph addiction every week until the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. Yeah.
Insert joke here.
Guys, we have a little thing called the keyword giveaway, so we're just giving you a heads up. There's going to be a keyword in this podcast, and you'll need to know it for the latter giveaway, so pay attention. You have to listen to every word we say. It's very important.
That's kind of scary.
It kind of is. Today, we're going to start off with a return recap, telling you guys what we got in this week. So go ahead and tell everybody what you got in, Stacy.
All right. Actually, it's picked up quite a bit over the last couple weeks. Got quite a bit of stuff in this last week. Been sending out a ton of stuff, too. Sending out on an average of probably 10 to 15 TTMs a day. So hopefully that'll keep this stuff coming in and we'll have plenty of stuff to talk about. But I'm going to get to what I got in. I'm going to go through 5 items in this return recap. So here we go. First one I got was Harry Knowles. He is the founder of the Ain't It Cool website online, theaintitcool.com. Signed a very cool photo for me. Signed the one photo I sent, but it was a pretty cool photo. It was from, I'm going to assume, a Comic-Con, or it might have been maybe South by Southwest because he's from Austin, so it could have been from that too. But it was a cool shot of him with the crew of the Expendables, and he signed it, and signed it with the Ain't It Cool inscription, so that was pretty sweet. The next one I got back was Rich Pyle. He works at the American Loan and Jewelry and is on the Hardcore Pawn Show on True TV. He signed both photos I sent and added a nice little note, so that was a cool return. Up next, I got John Charles Morris, who was the voice of Andy in the Toy Story movies. Signed all 3 photos there as well. Got a cool inscription on one of those where he added to Infinity and Beyond, so that was real sweet. Also, let's see, got a Snooki Nicole Polizzi return this week as well. She signed all 3 photos, so always cool, maybe, to get Jersey Shore stuff. I'm sure going to hear some feedback about that. So, and finally got, and this one I owe to my co-host for an address that he found for me, Rebecca Black, famous for the Friday song on YouTube. She signed all 3 photos I sent and sent an actual, a real nice note. So that was real cool to get that. How was your week, Zane?
Pretty damn good. And by the way, Rebecca Black, that's a private address, guys. Don't email me. I have so many emails asking for addresses. We'll get into that later. What I got in this week, just some of the highlights. Got some really cool private address successes. First, we got Larry King. Yes, the old geezer that was on TV, but now he's retired. I think he has a comedy tour, actually, right now, which is kind of funny. He signed 2 index cards for me. I forgot to put the book plates in there, which is my bad, so I'm sending back out to him this week to get those book plates signed and a couple photos. Next, we have Clive Barker, the creator of Hellraiser, one of the best movie series of all time. Yeah, I got kind of shitty at the end, but the first few are awesome. He's also the author of many books. He's actually off and on signing. You can either get really lucky or not. You kind of have to have a stroke of luck getting him TTM, so that's really cool. Next, one of the, if not the smartest man in the world, Noam Chomsky. There was no working address on Star Tiger for him, so I found a private address, and for the good of humanity, I posted it on Star Tiger. So if you want to write to him, I did find his private address, and now it's public, so you can write to him. You're welcome. Noam Chomsky, one of the smartest men in the world, if not the. Next, we have Nick Offerman, who is on Parks and Recreation. Amazing actor. He plays Ron Swanson. It's one of my favorite TV shows. I was really excited about that one. And he put some really amazing inscriptions on the photos, signed 3 of 3. Then we got Eric Carle, who I read like a crazy mofo when I was a kid. He was my favorite author. He had the books that you open up and they have the sounds come out and they have the little things move. Just a really creative guy, really great. I think he draws the stuff too, but he's a legendary children's author, and he signed 4 book plates, which is crazy awesome. Got Bill Cosby, which people don't know if it's real or not. It's kind of up in the air if it's secretarial because they don't match perfectly with his IPs. So I don't know if that one's a success, but I did get it in. And last, we got Helen Thomas, the White House correspondent for like 60 years. She was one of the first females in Washington to be a reporter. And she, I think, came in with the Kennedy administration or around there. And she's been around ever since. She recently got fired due to remarks about Israel, but she has several books out, and I got some book plates and index cards signed by her. So very happy with this week, guys. I had a 20-package mail day, if you watched my YouTube videos, which was awesome. I don't get those very often. So let's move on to Geek a Week. Stacy, what did you get this week in Geek a Week?
Actually, a really strong week for Geek a Week this week. I'm actually on the scoreboard now. I actually ended up with 6 returns since last Thursday. Go over these real quick for you. I got Monty Cook, which I believe Zane got last week. And now he is the tabletop role-playing game designer. So that was a cool, awesome return from him. Got Steve Jackson as well, another game designer. Famous right now for Munchkin. That's pretty huge among the card-playing games out there right now. So that's always a nice return. Got Veronica Belmont as well. That was an awesome return. She signed 3 other photos for me as well. And she is on Techzilla and does a podcast with Tom Merrick called Sword and Laser, not Sword. Then followed by that up, speaking of Tom Merritt, got Tom Merritt as well. And he is on the Twit Network and does that podcast as well with Veronica Belmont. So if you guys haven't checked that out, check that out. And he actually just got nominated as well for a podcast award for Tech News Today on the Twit Network. So good luck to Tom on that. And up next, got Nathan, I can never pronounce
Sawaya.
This one. Sawaya, there we go. Got him back. He is the famous Lego brick designer. Does some crazy stuff with Legos. Signed the actual card, or a photo card that we sent, then actually returned a bonus card and an actual card from the actual Geek a Week set, so that was cool. Then actually sent an extra photo as well, so that was awesome. And finally got Len Peralta, the actual creator of the Geek a Week set, signed his special edition Geek a Week card as well as another photo that I sent with him with a bunch of the Geek a Weeks at a convention that he had for the card set last year. And then also sent 2 actual Geek a Week cards as well and signed both those. So that's what I got this week. I got on the scoreboard with 6 of them, but I'm still behind as we will get to Zane's returns this week in Geek a Week.
I am up to 11 thanks to my massive Geek a Week week. Geek a Week, yeah, that works. First off, we have a private address found by I'm awesome. Adam Savage, which I've been getting tons of PMs to get that private addy. Not giving it out. We'll cover that later. Adam Savage, of course, from the Mythbusters. Next, we have Major Nelson, which is a really cool return. Basically, the leader of the Xbox 360, the figurehead, if you will. So that was really cool to get in. Nathan Sawaya, just like Stacy. Got Jill Pantazzi, who is a journalist. She signed 4 of 4 things for me. And then again, Veronica Belmont, Steve Jackson, just like Stacy. Then I got Steve Wozniak, yes, the creator of the personal computer, signed both my Geek a Week photos and some other stuff. So that was a really cool return. He actually wrote me a little note. Very happy with that. And that's also at our private address. Then the last one was Sharon Stetler, always mispronounce her name. She runs Bird Blog or something like that. I can't remember the exact name of the blog, but it's about birds. She's a bird nut. She's a really cool lady. I've talked to her a little bit over email. And yeah, that's what I got in through Geek a Week this week. And I'm up to 11. Stacey has 6. You guys can always check into autographweekly.com and hit Geek a Week Project up at the top and see where the scores are. We update those daily so you can see who's ahead, and we also post photos of all the Geek Week successes, so you can go see all the autographs that we've got in that set. Next, we have some news for you guys. Yes, actual news stories. And Stacey's going to start us off. Go ahead.
All right, what I'm going to start you guys off with, several people in the TTM community have gotten back from this guy. He's actually a really, really good TTM signer. But just to give a heads up, right now, this is concerning James Earl Jones. He's actually going to be in London until April of next year. So just save your TTM stamps for now and get back with him. Like I said, in April when he gets back in the States, he is very, very good to the TTM community. So just save your TTMs and get those back out in April to James Earl Jones.
And I got a couple news stories. First off, the keyword is Sharpie, and there's a woman named Celia Loria. She's going to be in Playboy, guys. And guess what? You have a reason to go out and buy a Playboy, because she has a tattoo of Ricky Martin's autograph on her upper thigh, and she's going to be featured in Playboy. So, go tell your mom, hey, Mom, there's an autograph in Playboy I really want to get, so you need to buy me this magazine.
Can I just ask you one thing?
It's a bad idea. It's a bad idea.
Can I just ask you one thing there, Zane?
Go ahead.
Are you living La Vida Loca?
I'm living La Vida. I am the definition of living La Vida Loca.
Thought so.
The next news story is actually serious. The University of Vermont was broken into. They have a huge vault under their main floor. A lot of colleges have this, especially prestigious universities, and they have very important documents down there. It seems as though somebody stole a little over 70 documents. And some of those documents were signed by former presidents, and one of those was FDR and a few others. Didn't say FDR is the only one it stated in the article, but it added up to over like a couple $1 million worth of documents stolen. They did catch a couple guys. One's name is Jason Savadoff. I think I'm saying that right. And Barry Landau. They say they're innocent. They said they wouldn't steal something like that. Jason is a historian. And they caught him in Maryland, so we'll see where that goes. I mean, it's nice that they think they caught the perps. Hope they did, because stealing documents like that it hurts me, because I love history and I love preserving history, and I know colleges do a great job of keeping those documents safe, and to have stuff stolen like that just for profit. Profit's one of those things that kind of makes you go bleh in the autograph community, because it causes so many problems, so... So that was kind of a major news story. We'll see how the trial goes. I think they caught him a couple weeks ago. So, all right, moving on, guys. We do have a Q&A question, a question coming from Mr. Bloodspawn on YouTube. If you guys aren't subscribed to Bloodspawn, go do that. He has a number after his name, doesn't he, Stacey?
It's Bloodspawn80.
Bloodspawn80 on YouTube. He gets a ton of TTMs, probably more massive mail days than me and Stacey. Yes, definitely more massive mail days. So go check him out, because he's got some high-quality stuff. Anyways, his question is... what is his question, Stacey? I don't have it written down.
It is, what was the best bonus item you have received in a TTM return? And I will feed this to you to see what your answer is for Zane.
Well, I think a lot of people's answers are obviously going to be some books that they got back unexpectedly, because authors do that. Howard Ruff sent me 2 signed books when I only asked for 2 book plates, which was awesome. I was very happy to get those in. And another one was Monica Burns, who really went overboard. She didn't send me any of her books, but she sent me a ton of other people's books that she had laying around that she thought I would like. So I got a box of maybe 10 books from her, a book she thought I would like. That was really cool. And then the last one is Bobby Ray Schaefer, who played Bob Vance Refrigeration on The Office. He sent me a part of a script, the part where it has the cast. It tells who's in the cast. And I sent it off to a couple other people and got it signed. Now I'm waiting on it back from what's the girl's name in the office? I don't remember her name. The main girl, the girl that dates Josh Krasinski's character. You guys know what I'm talking about.
You're asking the wrong person. I don't watch The Office too much.
I can't remember her name off the top of my head on the show, but they know who I'm talking about. Anyways, those are probably my best ones. How about you, Stace?
Mine are going to be a couple books as well. These are a couple guys I sent. I actually just sent index cards to get signed. The first one was Jeff Perlman, and he actually sent me back a Boys Will Be Boys paperback book that he signed, so that was pretty cool. It's an awesome book, too, if you haven't read that. And then Tony Heisch, I believe that's how you say the last name, he is the CEO of Zappos.com, actually sent me his book, Delivering Happiness, so that was pretty cool. Actually a hardcover book, too, so that was pretty cool. And I'll go over one photo that this was actually spring training of this year that I sent a photo off to Glenn Hoffman, and it happened to have his brother Trevor in the photo as well, and he actually had Trevor return the photo, and I'm a huge San Diego Padres fan, so that was pretty awesome to get that back. So those would be mine, and we're going to get into our discussion portion of the show right now, and I will let Zane get this started off.
So the reason we're talking about this today is because I got pretty fired up on my live stream the other night about this, trying to figure out what to do. This may not affect everybody. Well, I guess it kind of does affect everybody, but not in the same way. We're going to talk about private addresses, guys, and what are the ethics behind them. I find a ton of private addresses. I just enjoy doing it, finding addresses nobody's tested that aren't on StarTiger, aren't on fanmail.biz. But the problem is when you get successes with those addresses and you say, oh, it's a private address, you get a million emails of people saying, hey, can I have that private address? I'm like, no, it's a private address. That's why it's private. And trying to figure out what to do with those addresses, because if you just post them on StarTiger, usually what happens is that address becomes void because they get so much mail at once, especially if it's a big celebrity like Larry King or Adam Savage. They'll get a ton of requests at once, and they'll be like, screw this, and they won't take mail at that address anymore. Therefore, the address is ruined for you and everybody. So you almost have to come up with a way to release it to only a few people that you can trust, or just in some kind of limited way. And obviously, the thought of selling addresses pops into my head, and everybody's head just looks for private addresses. But I don't know. I'm very interested to hear what you guys, the fans, had to think about this topic. And don't just say, hey, we're listening to the public because we want the addresses. It doesn't work that way. Like I said, the addresses get ruined easily when you release them in public. What's your opinion, Stacey?
It's similar to what you're saying. My philosophy is it's kind of totally up to what the person who found the address wants to do with them. If they want to put it on site, if they want to put it out there, they put it out there. It's just up to the person that finds it. Like I said, my philosophy is usually if I find something, I'm not going to post it on StarTag, or I'm not going to give it out to people. There may be a few of my close friends that are in the hobby that I may give it to. And I'll give an example. I got a private address from Chauncey Leopardi, who played Squints in the movie Sandlot. And I sent to him a couple times, and I just got bombarded with, once I got the return and made the video, got bombarded with people wanting the address. So I talked to Chauncey off and on, so I just flat out sent him a email and asked him if it was okay to give the address out, and he gave me permission to put it out there. So in that case, put it out there if you want to, but like I said, in the most cases on my part, I'm going to want permission from the person that I got the address from, especially if it's the actual celebrity or whoever it is you're sending off to. I just don't want to put something out there then have them get 60-70 requests in 2 or 3 days, and it's because I put the address out there. And
if he gives permission, that's a totally different story, you know, because he's expecting that mail to come in. If you say, hey, can I make this public? And he says yes, then he expects to get more mail, obviously. But if it's somebody with the stature of Larry King or Adam Savage, Jeffrey Jones, who I have his private address. If I put those out there, they're automatically going to get flooded, and there's no real way for me to contact those people and have them definitely write back and have a fluid conversation, because they're huge names. So I'm in a pickle, guys. We've discussed a couple options of maybe selling addresses, but not actually selling the address. Like, you pay $3, send me the entire TTM, or you're going to send this person, then I will send it out to that person. You'll leave the address blank, and then they'll send it back to you, straight to you. That way the address doesn't get out, and you get your autograph from that person. But then it comes into play, it's like, I don't know, because if that person doesn't get a success, I charge them $3 for one address. I know I would be kind of perturbed about that if I paid $3 for an address and I didn't get anything back, because it's never guaranteed in TTMs. So I'm really interested to hear what you guys have to say about this subject. That's the reason I'm bringing it up. We talked about it for probably close to an hour on my live show, and couldn't come up with a solid alternative. The sending the package to me and having me send it to the celebrity was the closest thing we got to something that would work. So please tell me what you guys think. I don't really want to create an autograph website with addresses. That's stomping on too many people's feet. And so send us an email over at autographweekly@gmail.com. Also, guys, the comment or the question Q&A part before, you can ask us any question you want to, and if it's good enough, we'll enter it on air. Also, autographweekly@gmail.com, and we'll answer those questions.
And I just want to follow up real quick on that, too. Just, you guys, like, on YouTube and stuff, you guys don't need to bombard us with emails and questions about the private addresses. If we want, whoever it is, if it's me, if it's Zane, if it's somebody else in the community, if they want the address out there, they're going to put it out there.
I mean, right. I put plenty of private addresses on Star Tiger, guys. I probably put three a day out on Star Tiger that I find, doing my own research. That's just to help the hobby. But I know those people are not going to get flooded because they're mostly like B actors and people who have retired from acting that aren't huge now. So I'll put an address on Star Tiger if it's a lower grade person, because I know that's not going to be a ruined address. The PMs are get crazy. You don't understand how many PMs we have to go through asking for addresses. So please just think twice before you send a PM asking for a private address, even if you think, oh, well, I'm buddies with him, he'll give me the address. Maybe hold off, because it does get annoying.
Is that just another thing on that? As far as when I'm personally looking for private addresses, I just do basic looking on the internet. I mean, it takes, do the research, take 5 or 10 minutes and try to find out the information for yourself. You're going to be surprised. A lot of this stuff isn't that hard to find if you just take the time instead of bombarding people with 15 PMs or emails a day asking, just flat out asking for the address without trying to look it up for yourself.
Yeah, guys, White Pages is your friend. Of course, most of the addresses on White Pages have been posted on Star Tiger because they're obvious. But you never know. I know there are a couple big names that I know of that are not on Star Tiger that are private addresses that are on White Pages. You can find easily, and a lot of people would be very surprised to find that they're in the White Pages. So always double-check there. There's other certain websites you can go to. Just do the homework for yourself if you really want to find somebody. Okay, so now to the giveaways. And we do have a giveaway winner from last week. Last week we gave a Keyshawn Johnson signed 8x10 away, certified. Do you have the name that won, Stacy?
That is SaberCats316 on YouTube. So SaberCats316, if you're listening to this, just make sure you get a hold of me on YouTube. You have my information. You've won previous giveaways from me before. So if I don't hear from you in the next day or two after this comes out, I will try to get a hold of you and let you know that you won. So
I actually know that he knows that he won because I posted. Guys, whenever we do a giveaway, I'm going to pick the winner on Thursday. And if you want to see the winner before the podcast comes out, you can go to youtube.com/autographweekly, where I post the video where we pick the winner. And he commented on that video after I posted it. So I know that he knows he won. So congratulations, SaberCats316. This week, we have a giveaway for an Emeka Okafor Autograph card, Marks of Excellence certified by Topps. What year is it? 2006 or 2007? One of those. Very sweet card, guys. Up for grabs. I think it's a sticker auto. Again, all you have to do is go to facebook.com/autographweekly, go to our wall, and paste the keyword. And you should have been listening this entire podcast for the keyword. I said the keyword, so just paste the keyword there, and you will automatically be entered to win the Emeka Okafor Autograph Marks of Excellence Topps card from 2007 or 2006, one of those. It's a very sweet card, by the way. So go do that. Don't forget that. We'll be reminding you throughout the week on YouTube. All right, guys. Next, we have TTM of the week. And who won last week, Stacey?
That would be TTM Central with the Tony Shalhoub auto that he got last week. He won 71% to 29% over Funky Diabetic One and his John Henry Westhead. So congrats to TTM Central for winning this week. And who did you nominate for this week's TTM of the Week, Zane?
Well, Top Shelf TTM, man, just keeps getting these amazing returns. He's got Dave Winfield in before. He got that, who was it that we nominated last time? But he got, and Artie Banks this time. He got another one last time. I don't even remember who it was. So Artie Banks is my nomination, Top Shelf TTMs. Very good return. Artie Banks is one of the hardest guys to get TTM. Totally random on who he picks. Some people wait years. Some people get them in a week. So congratulations, Top Shelf. Who did you nominate, Stacey?
My nomination is going to be to a newcomer here for the TTM of the week. It's going to be Autograph King 12, pulled in a Yogi Berra TTM success. I believe that was actually last Friday. So congrats to Autograph King 12. That is my nomination.
And guys, remember to go to the website and vote on that. It will be up directly when this podcast is uploaded, so you can go vote. We want as many votes as possible because we want to know who wins TTM of the week. Guys, if it gets popular enough, we'll maybe throw in a couple of perks in there. So far we haven't, but if we get enough people voting where we get a real judge of the community on who thinks which one's the best, we'll throw a couple perks in there. So, go do that, guys, and that's going to end our show for today. All right, guys, don't forget to go check us out on Twitter, twitter.com/autographweekly, facebook.com/autographweekly, and, of course, autographweekly.com. If you have any questions, check us out at autographweekly@gmail.com. Email us your questions. We'll try to answer them on air if they're good enough. All right, guys, I'm Zane Savage.
And I'm Stacey Schaefer. As always, stay classy.
You take care, all of you autograph addicts.
Thank you for listening to Autograph Weekly. Visit autographweekly.com for news, tips, and contact information.